Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.
Army news, today's music. This is Garrison FM. It's Chris Kay here linking up with Afghanistan, and I'm speaking to Lance Corporal Smith, who's working with the Queen's Royal Lancers. Hello.
Hello.
So, what are you, about halfway through the tour now?
Yes, I'm just coming up towards the halfway point now, ready towards the transition period towards Herrick 18.
So, how's it been going for you so far then?
It's been fantastic, actually, seeing the Afghan police force come on leaps and bounds through the training, hoping to get them on track, ready for ISAF drawdown.
So talk to me about the work that you've been doing and the training that you've been providing.
We've been working with the Afghan security forces, specifically the police, training them in the core skills that maybe we take for granted. For example, first aid, elements of how to handle checkpoints, weapon safety, that kind of thing, just stuff to put them in a good fit for the future, ready for when ISAF's no longer there to train them.
And how receptive are they to what you're teaching?
It can be challenging on some days, but a little bit of being positive, keeping a smile on, and that way you can really get the most out of them, and it's amazing to see how much you can actually achieve and how much they can take on.
So tell me about some of the positive things and the little successes that you've enjoyed during your time in theatre then.
Well, it's fantastic to see someone who's new in the police force coming there, maybe a little bit hesitant at first, seeing how much they can learn, how much they can take on, and come away. You teach them a session, and you see them go on to teach their fellow comrades as well, and you know that something you've taught them is going to be sustainable for the future.
So is this your first tour in Afghanistan, or have you been on previous operations?
No, this is a first tour for me and a bit of an eye-opener, but it's been a really positive experience so far.
What were you expecting and how has it perhaps differed from, you know, your expectations before you left?
I didn't really know what to expect because of the place we're in now is a rapidly changing environment with drawdown speeding up. So the tour we went into, it's a very different tour now with losing PATs and losing personnel who are withdrawing. At quite a rapid rate back towards the UK. So it's been interesting, really, our tour, seeing this transition period.
So talk to me about those changes then. So in that kind of like 3 month period, what was it like at the beginning and what is it like now?
At the beginning, there are a lot more people available from the ISAF side. Afghanistan has gradually taken more and more of a lead as tour's gone on. Now they're launching their own operations. ISAF's getting less and less involvement in this. And from our perspective, they're taking on more and more of the training and beginning to conduct the training themselves. It's fantastic to see.
So is everything on track for 2014 then, in your opinion?
Yes, it should be. Well on track, ready for a Herrick 18 turnover and ready for ISAF's eventual withdrawal through 2014.
So what about the conditions and what things are like there at the moment? I mean, how's the weather? How's it faring?
Yes, it's finally coming sunny, back into double figures, up towards potentially up to 20 degrees next week, so fantastic. Here is a pretty snowy back in the UK.
Yeah, it's certainly a different picture here. Yep, snow and ice, that's what we've been experiencing over the last 7 days, certainly. So is there a message to friends and family that you'd like to relay?
I think I'd most like to say a shout out to the Herrick 18 guys who are about to come out, to say good luck and really enjoy and make the most of what the opportunities present themselves to you.
That's brilliant. That's Lance Corporal Smith, who's working with the Queen's Royal Lancers. I'm Chris Kay, linking up with Afghanistan, and I'm speaking to Sergeant Allen from the Queen's Royal Lancers. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Thank you for speaking to me today. So give me an update on what you've been up to recently then.
Well, Chris, I originally came out here as a police advisory team. This was basically concentrating on going round to the police checkpoints and advising the police, the Afghan local police, checkpoint level, make sure that they were sort of up to standard, and any of the new recruits that come in, getting them up to standard. But now we've sort of slightly changed our role to what we now call the district training team, where we are now getting the new recruits to come to us. I'm currently training 20 recruits up to a police standard so that they can now go out to the checkpoints themselves and go out there rolling and ready.
So how come that's changed then? How come you're now doing that differently?
Because as ISAF are sort of taking a step back, it's less of a footprint on the ground.
So when you're doing this training, how receptive are the Afghan security forces to what you're teaching and instructing?
They're actually well up for it. For instance, the first day, they were straight in there with the training, taking sort of notes, straight in there with actually what we were teaching them, showing willingness up to a stage of where we're actually, what were happening is the actual trained police were coming in and sort of joining in with them from the actual police station which we're at.
So there must have been quite a few changes then, obviously from when you first deployed to now, which is halfway through the tour.
Yeah, we've just, well, actually, it just passed the halfway point. The guys are well and truly into it. But we did sort of expect this happening. My guys in pre-deployment training, we was sort of geared up to actually train the police. So we were ready for that.
And did your pre-deployment training really help with what you've actually been doing then?
It actually had us ready for a lot more than what we have actually been doing. We're at the ground running, and actually the tempo's sort of slowed down for us.
What challenges are still to come in the next 3 months then?
Just keeping on top of the level which we're at now, and getting the Afghan local police actually up to a level where they're actually content and happy to take over themselves.
Now, of course, we had Christmas and New Year 3 or 4 weeks ago now. That must be quite a strange time being out in Afghanistan.
Yeah, it was quite strange, especially for the younger guys and the guys with family back in the UK. But, you know, we are close, like family, and, you know, we were there for each other.
Any messages to friends and family back home that you'd like to relay?
Yeah, just a big shout out to the Queen's Royal Lancers, Sergeant Smess, and I hope I've got a nice painted room and a fresh carpet for when I get back.
That's brilliant. Sergeant Allen, thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you very much, Chris.
Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.